Suspect arrested for alleged attempted murder of ICE officers in Texas. By Paul Bois on July 16, 2025. A suspect has been arrested for the alleged attempted murder of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers in Texas this month. Benjamin Song made the Texas top 10 most wanted list last week following an attack on an ICE detention facility earlier this month on July 4. The 32-year-old was arrested in Dallas after being put on blue alert in the Lone Star State. Per Fox 4 News. Song's wanted poster on the Texas Department of Public Safety's website now reads captured, saying he was arrested on Tuesday. The $10,000 reward listed for information leading to his arrest has been crossed out. A total of $35,000 in rewards were offered by agencies. According to the Department of Justice, Song was captured in Dallas. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said Song was set to be booked into the jail Tuesday evening. Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy E. Larson said the FBI worked tirelessly around the clock to capture Song. After the immediate apprehension of Song's co-conspirators at the scene, the FBI and our federal prosecutors, together with our other law enforcement partners, worked tirelessly around the clock pursuing Song. Their tremendous efforts culminated in the arrest of this alleged violent criminal today, said Larson. Though Song escaped by hiding overnight after the attack, we were confident he would not remain hidden for long. The 14 individuals who planned and participated in these heinous acts will be prosecuted, and we expect justice will be swift, she added. Related, this is what ICE has to deal with. As Breitbart News reported, as many as 10 individuals were charged with attempted murder for allegedly ambushing ICE agents outside a detention facility in Alvarado, Texas. This was an egregious attack on federal and local law enforcement officers, and it is part of an increasing trend of violence against them, said Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson. According to a press release from the Justice Department, the defendants, dressed in black military-style clothing, began shooting fireworks at the facility, as part of an organized attack. After approximately 10 minutes of convening, one or two individuals broke off from the main group and began to spray graffiti on vehicles and a guard structure in the parking lot at the facility. An Alvarado police officer responded to the scene after correctional officers called 911 to report suspicious activity. When the Alvarado police officer arrived, one alleged defendant positioned in nearby wood shot the officer in the neck area. Another alleged assailant across the street fired 20 to 30 rounds at unarmed correctional officers who had stepped outside the facility. As alleged in the complaint, AR-style rifles were found at the scene. The assailants fled from the detention center but were stopped by additional law enforcement officers. Some defendants were wearing body armor, some were armed, and some had two-way radios. A total of 12 sets of body armor were found during searches of vehicles associated with the defendants, on their persons, and in the area around the Prairieland Detention Center. Officers also discovered spray paint along with politically charged flyers bearing messages like, "Fight ICE Terror with Class War," and "Free All Political Prisoners." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.